Another thing that was kind of interesting related to the use of therapy in patients with a metastatic HER2-positive disease. One thing that was interesting is the question of whether or not to start with just trastuzumab alone or trastuzumab plus chemotherapy, particularly in the asymptomatic or minimally symptomatic patient. We saw a lot more use of trastuzumab monotherapy in research people than in people in practice. How do you approach that decision?
I tend to use chemotherapy with trastuzumab personally, and the rationale is that chemotherapy plus trastuzumab gives you a higher response rate than does monotherapy with trastuzumab, and it gives you a longer response duration as compared to chemotherapy alone. And much of that response duration is with monotherapy. In other words, you give chemotherapy with trastuzumab and after a while drop off the chemotherapy after, say, six cycles or maximal response, so that much of that time is spent with trastuzumab alone. So that I think my general tendency is to use chemotherapy with trastuzumab. I've had patients in whom I've used single-agent trastuzumab, and these have been patients who were minimally symptomatic and who simply did not want to take chemotherapy.